In Hiding, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1911. The beautiful mirrored ballroom at Lord and Lady Mercer's vast mansion in Knightsbridge had seen many grand and exciting occasions, but none to rival the one in progress this warm summer evening. The daughter of the house, Mary Rose, was now 18, and in honour of her birthday, her parents were throwing an extravagant fancy-dress ball. All the smartest and grandest members of London society had flocked to the great house in a variety of marvellous, colourful costumes. Against Lady Mercer's better judgment, the band now playing up in the gallery that ran round the far end of the sumptuous oval room had been imported especially from America. In a side room, tables had been laid with a sumptuous buffet. Ice statues in the shape of flowers stood between huge crystal bowls full of white roses and lilies. Everything wonderful had been provided for the guests, even champagne flowing down a pyramid of sparkling glasses. Rumours abounded that there was to be a fire-eater and a juggler later in the evening, and a giant cake with 18 candles. Everyone was excited and happy, and no one was more excited than Lady Tamina Braithwaite. Small, slender, and dressed in quite an amazing concoction of colourful chiffon and feathers, Lady Tamina had come to the fancy dress party disguised as a bird of paradise. With a sapphire and emerald silk skullcap hiding her long blonde hair and a feathered mask covering her face, no one would ever have guessed who she was. But beneath the mask, Tamina was bubbling with happiness as she was whirled around the shining parquet dance floor.
"Oh, Edmund, isn't this the most marvellous party you have ever attended?"
Edmund Newson smiled down at his partner. He had flatly refused to wear a fancy dress costume this evening. He had a dreadful fear of looking stupid, but his fair good looks, with a dapper moustache accentuating the handsome curve of his mouth, more than made up for his reluctance. "You are certainly the star of the evening, my dearest," he whispered as the music changed to a slow waltz and couples sank into each other's arms. Tamina laughed.
"Oh no, Edmund, Mary Rose Mercer is the star, and as it is her birthday, it is only right that she takes centre stage."
Edmund was concentrating on his steps and did not reply, but he knew that most eyes in the ballroom were following the quicksilver movements of the little green and blue bird of paradise, and not the heavier tread of the young girl dressed in the great white wig and cumbersome outfit of the ill-fated French queen Marie Antoinette. Tamina closed her eyes for a few seconds, allowing the world to whirl round her. She was so happy. She was in love. Edmund was an up-and-coming politician. He had just won a seat in a by-election to the House of Commons. Tamina had met him a month earlier when she attended a race meeting at Ascot. Her father, Lord Braithwaite, held a top position in the Foreign Office, and on the morning of Ladies' Day at Ascot, he and Lady Braithwaite had quietly left the country on a diplomatic mission to Italy. Although Tamina considered herself to be a girl with very modern ideas and outlook on life, she had been reluctant to attend the races on her own. Luckily, her elderly godmother, Countess Lychley, who was very fond of her, had cheerfully agreed to be her chaperone. But it had been an extremely hot day, and after the buffet luncheon, the Countess had soon found a chair in a quiet corner and sat under her lace parasol to rest. And the rest had turned into a long doze. So, Tamina had wandered around alone, and in one of the enclosures during the racehorse parade, a mutual friend had introduced Edmund Newsome. "Do you remember the day we met?" she whispered now as they circled around the ballroom, their colourful reflections changing every second in the myriad of mirrors. Edmund nodded. "Indeed I do, little one. It is engraved on my heart forever as the most marvellous day of my life so far."
"Did you fall in love with me immediately?"
"Of course, sweetheart. Why do you think I asked you to marry me the following week?" Tamina sighed. It was all so wonderful. She felt like the heroine of a great romantic...